USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly 50,000 Afghan refugees will be housed at 8 military bases across the country. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk saying refugees will be housed at bases in Virginia, Texas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, New Mexico, and Indiana. How is Hurricane Ida affecting gas prices across the United States? From the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Brad Bernards has the details.
Gas Buddy Head of Petroleum Analysis Patrick DeHaan weighs in on Hurricane Ida's impact on oil prices.
I don't think we're going to go much higher. I think maybe a few more cents a gallon, maybe as high as $3.25 a gallon. I really don't foresee getting much worse than that at this time. But still, as motorists hit the road, they're going to be encountering rising prices for Labor Day. I think that will usher in lower prices by mid and late September.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and Veterinary Physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore, because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. His son of a death syndrome, crib death, was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is 1 per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.